This robot is teaching itself how to take apart your appliances. And it's not about recycling, it's about reusing the parts before they ever hit a shredder. I partnered with Panasonic at CES and was very excited to see what they're doing with this tech. Panasonic is developing a system that uses AI and robotics to precisely disassemble home appliances like clothes dryers, air conditioners, and microwaves. But here's what makes it really interesting. The robot isn't pre-programmed, it learns. They feed CAD data, basically the digital blueprints of the product, into a simulation. The AI figures out optimal ways to take it apart without damaging any components. Then the robot executes that plan in the real world. But the AI is only half the equation. They're also redesigning products from the start to make it easier to disassemble. Take this heat pump clothes dryer prototype that I saw. They moved the heat pump unit from the bottom of the machine to the top. That makes it way easier to access for cleaning and maintenance during its lifetime, which keeps the performance high. I wish my heat pump dryer was designed the same way. At the end of the life, it's simple to pull out and reuse in a new product. Between the AI learning and the smarter product design, they've reduced the time and steps to disassemble a unit from around 10 to 1. And the goal isn't just easier recycling. Panasonic explained it to me like high-end sushi. Different parts of a tuna have different value, and the premium cuts are worth way more than grinding the whole fish into paste. Same idea here. A working heat pump pulled intact is more valuable than shredded plastic and copper. Recycling it is a last resort, not the goal. Right now, this is still an R&D in their facility in Osaka, but with right-to-repair regulations expanding in the US and Europe, this kind of design thinking might become less optional and more necessary. Robots that learn to disassemble products so that parts can live another life? That's circular economy in action.